Duchess, and a merry, merry Christmas to you. Let me see how loud this is. Okay. Today is the 22nd of December. And, yeah, it's the 22nd, and I've just returned from my other two-week safari through the north. I got back late yesterday afternoon, Duchess, and, oh, I was so happy to get home. I mean, Long Bin is home while I'm in Vietnam. And I spent all evening just reading up on my mail. I had lots of mail. I had, three or four notes and letters and tape from you. I had one tape and several pieces of mail, which was very nice because I was concerned. I am very sorry I did not write a little note. It just slipped my mind, Duchess, as far as writing, because I'm not in the habit of writing. But I just sat all evening and reread everything. I have, a dozen cards, Christmas cards. You know, I don't get an awful lot of mail, Duchess, outside of what you send me and a few odds and ends. But when I came back, I had all these Christmas cards. I had a couple of packages, one from Aileen that you mentioned on the tape. In fact, this is your tape. I'm just taping right over it. I listened to it last night, and you sound real good. So the package from Aileen has some hard candy in it, some licorice, some of those sour balls, a can of fruitcake with rum, and a can of mixed nuts, and a big container of cookies, which is just great. So that was very nice of Aileen. I must write Aileen. I have not sent one Christmas card, Duchess. Not one. I just never get to it. Of course, the past 6 weeks, or 7 weeks at least, I have been traveling. I had the 1 week back here at Long Bend, as I say, in almost 2 months. So it's been a pretty hectic time for me. I like the field trips, but I think you can do just so much. I mean, this was a lot at one time, because I hit all the clubs in first and two corps. So anyway, I had that package, and then I had another little package from Don. He is so good, isn't he? He is the greatest, and I think that coffee pot that he brought you was the unique present. And he had sent me a little bracelet, and it's beautiful, Duchess. And I think he's great because he remembers so well what he sent before. Don sent me the bracelet that matches the earrings and the ring that he had sent me prior this year for my birthday or whatever. You know, every time something comes up, Don always sends something. And so now I have the set, the bracelet, the earrings, and the ring. And I've worn the earrings and the ring 100 times because I don't have that much jewelry with me. So that was a package. And then I had another package from Faith, and that had 6 pair of pants in it. Very good, and they do fit. They're stretchable, one size fits everybody. Anyway, they're very handy. Can always use those. So I was really delighted. I come home and hear are all these things. And I had my Cosmopolitan book, and I had some slides came back. What else? Oh, well, I had some correspondence. Some of the girls that leave here, they write, use me as a reference. So I have that. And then I had the other note you had sent with the letter from the Federal Service. I'd have to send that back in because it was due. That's all right. That's the result of the test. That's part of the test. Remember back a month or two ago, Duchess, I took that test. I still haven't heard anything, so I guess I have to send this letter back, and we'll see. I'm really not counting on it very much. Oh, what else did I have? Oh, I had a little present from one of the girls in the office. It was a Kleenex box cover. Very cute, very nice. Anyway, all in all, I think I've done exceptionally well. I was so tired last night, Duchess, that I just read over all this stuff. Then I went to bed, and I slept late. I asked Betty to please give me a day off today, because I have not had but 2 days off in the last 6 or 7 weeks. And so I was really beat. And then I spend my days off unpacking. Like today, you know, my room looks like a storeroom. I have all these elephants and the stereo equipment and the TV, and my suitcase is on top of the TV. I have no place to sit down except the bed. It's the only thing that's not cluttered is the bed, because I have to crawl in and out of it, right? Anyway, it was a good trip. I do get awful tired, though. At least nobody threatened my life with a weapon this trip, and nobody dumped me in the mud. It wasn't dull, but it wasn't nothing out of the ordinary. As I say, I did do a lot of traveling. I went from here to Nha Trang, spent about 3 days there. From Nha Trang to Tuiwa, spent another 2 or 3 days there. Tuiwa to Quinyan, another few days there. Quinyan to Pleiku. No, I went to Da Nang. Quinyan to Da Nang. I think I just spent one night there. Maybe two. And then on to Pleiku for 3 nights, I think. And from Pleiku to Quan Tri, which is way up, Duchess. It's as far north as we go, or pretty much. There's a few units north of Quan Tri, but not much. And then from Quan Tri, which is at the tip, all the way back down here. So, and that was just 2 weeks I'm gone. So anyway, I think I'll be here for at least a little while. Beth is back, so she'll be covering her own area. And it's very tiring, because I usually start about 8 in the morning, and I go to the clubs with the girls, and then I go over this, it's like a training thing. I mean, I go over what they're supposed to be doing, because so many of them are new, and so many of them have never been told how to do financial reports, handle the monies, the monies of the club, and then go over their monthly reports, statistics, personnel, etc. So by 2 or 3 in the afternoon, my voice was practically gone, because I do a constant talking. Anyway, and then in the evening, you know, they always feel that they have to take you for a drink to the officers' club, or sometimes you meet the commanders in the evening, which is all very nice, but it makes for a long day, because the clubs are open till about, between 9:30 and 10 at night. So if you're in the club at night, it's a long day. And then I have to travel a lot, and the traveling wears you out, because you hitchhike. Everything is a hitchhike, Duchess. I've been on every type of aircraft, going in every direction, and I just bounced around and bounced around and bounced around. So it is great. I've met an awful lot of people. Oh, I can't believe all the people I've met. Many of them I have known before. I've seen them elsewhere. They keep saying, "Hi there, how are you? Do you remember me?" And I say, "No, who are you?" They say, "Oh, I met you such and such a place. We had a drink here or there." One little incident that was funny, Duchess, on just a couple days back in Quan Tri, we had had supper, Pat, Lucilla, and I, and I had to go to the latrine. Oops, just dropped the mic. And female latrines are very scarce in many areas. But Pat said, "Ann, I know where there's a latrine." So we went traipsing through the mud, and Quan Tri is mud all over the place. And she opens the door, and I walk in, and here is General Hill, who has the 1st of the 5th Mechanized Brigade up there. And he has about 30 or 40 of his field grade officers. This is the general's mess, but they do have a latrine, you know, like one with plumbing, because a lot of them are outhouses up north. But so I walked in, and I was so embarrassed, because here they looked like they were having this meeting. Of course, when 40 men stand up when you walk in, it was dead silence. And General Hill came right over, and he said, "Good evening." He said, "Would you like a drink?" And I said, "Yes, sir, scotch and soda, please." And I looked at him, and I said, "Sir, I'm awful sorry we're interrupting." I said, "We didn't mean to interrupt." I had no idea where I was, even. She just opened this door. It was like a trailer. And so, anyway, he said, "You're not interrupting." He said, "Come and join us for a drink." So we sat down, and I just waited a minute, you know, and I said, gentlemen, I must tell you the reason we're here for invading this privacy, you know, of the general's mess is that I must use the latrine facilities. So the general made an announcement as to where the latrine was and would somebody escort me. Oh, it was so funny, didn't it? Really was. But anyway, we had one drink and we didn't stay. They were going, he invited us to have dinner with him. I wish Pat had mentioned this earlier. We could have gone to the general's mess for dinner. As it was, we ate in one of the mess halls, which is all right. The food is none too great in some places. I think on the whole it's good. But anyhow, and so little things like that happen all the time. I met a lot of commanders, a couple of old friends that have been transferred. And so it's very nice to get out. It really is. But, oh, it's so nice to come home, Duchess. I have a lot of things to do today. My room, as you know, looks like I don't know what. Perhaps I'll get it straightened out. Anyway, I was very glad I played your tape right away. I'm glad to hear of all the wonderful people who are being so kind and so helpful to you. I think that is marvelous. Really, really great. I think that you should just take it easy, and I know you are, Duchess, but just, I'm a little concerned if you go down to Maryland or if you're going out New Year's, just be careful, Duchess. Don't do anything too quickly. It just wouldn't pay to undo any good you have had done. So, oh, that's great. I feel much better having received some information now that you're home, because I couldn't write to you in the hospital. I didn't know what hospital. Anyhow, one of our girls, Fran Murtha, up at Fubai, she went into the hospital Sunday. She's on board a ship. They have a ship, the USS Sanctuary. It's up off the coast of Da Nang, and she has a small cyst, I think, on her breast, and so she's going to have it cut out. I guess she had was operated on yesterday. I haven't heard yet how she is. But hopefully it's not malignant or anything, so we'll know more in a day or so. And then she'll be back on the job. I saw her just before she went to the hospital. That's pretty nice to go out in a ship and have it done. Told her I'd go visit. Oh, it's so far up there, though. Quantry is several hundred miles from here. Takes a few hours to fly up and fly down. Anyway, then I got today off, Duchess. Oh, I just got up a couple hours ago. I slept late. I slept about 8:30, and I just sat in bed, and I read some more letters again. I just read everything over again. And, oh, what else, what else? Then I opened the door this morning to give the maid some of my laundry, because she hasn't seen me in a couple weeks either. And Bill Van Anten's out there. He's getting his stuff packed. He leaves on the 4th of January. I'm really going to hate to see him go. You know, Bill Dobson left while I was gone. Well, I knew Bill was leaving. I had said goodbye to him before I left, Bill Dobson. So all my IG friends are going. Tom left, Bill Dobson left. Now Bill Van Anten will be leaving on the 4th of January. And so he's the last of my close IG friends. Anyway, Bill Hawk sent me a Christmas card. He's in the States. He went home on leave. And he sent me a card from Phoenix, Arizona. I don't know what he's doing there, but anyway. Oh, what else? Oh, so then Bill said, Ann, let's go have dinner tonight. So he's going to take me to the Chinese restaurant on post here, which will be nice because I haven't been there in weeks, months. So I told him I'd even take a shower and wash my hair. He said, great, you know. He's kidding me because I'm always running around in either my uniform or a pair of shorts or something. So, and he's getting all packed up. I wish I could get packed up, get these elephants out of here, this TV. I have that one more elephant in Saigon. I still have not been able to get it up. You have to drive it up. See, and I don't drive that much, Duchess. I'm on, I fly all the time. I don't drive anywhere. So it's 50 pounds, that elephant. Anyway, I should get all this stuff. I was just talking to one of the men who was moving Bill's stuff, one of the sergeants, and he said I should get my stuff moved within the next week or so because a lot of people are going to get drops after the first. Of course, a lot of people are getting drops for the Christmas holidays. But the thing of it is I want to pack one footlocker, Duchess. I have other things that I would like to put in one footlocker and send it home. Also, Betty told me that she gave me fourth course. I talked with her. You know, every few days I call the office when I'm out. And Betty wants me to run two corps. There are only four clubs up in two corps. She wants me right now to run them from Long Bend. Well, that's fine, but it's very difficult to do. And so Betty said perhaps in another month or two I'll be moving to two corps.